This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
A lot of products say they're clean, but what does that mean? Ritual has high standards for what clean means, like their essential prenatal multivitamin, which is heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and GMO-free. It features key mom-to-baby nutrients like folate, choline, and omega-3. Clean isn't clean enough, especially during pregnancy. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
G'day everyone, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation. You can follow us on Twitter at Ethos Pelicans and at Lyle Swithenbank, LyleSwithenBank. The Pelicans drop an overtime arm wrestle to the Nuggets in Denver. Final score 138-130. The Pelicans fight back from a big hole in the first quarter to take the lead going into the last quarter, and free throws. They cost games, they win games. The calls, free throws really is the phrase of this episode and the game, because that's pretty much what decided it. Now, we're going to break all the game down. We're also going to lead off with some exciting news that we saw over the last day in between the two shows. And I think we might kick off with a little thank you. So yesterday, we actually had the biggest day on record for downloads for the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. And I appreciate everyone that's been finding the show. Welcome if you're brand new. Thank you to the people that have been here since the beginning and or joined along the way. It's fantastic to be able to talk to people about a team in a city that's miles and miles away on the other side of the earth. But I still feel just connected with all of you over there in New Orleans and around the world. And I know we're all in this together on this bizarre and wonderful journey that is being a Pelicans fan. But I appreciate it. This doesn't happen without all of your support. So thank you all for tuning in. Now, the exciting news. What we have seen is Mr. Zion Williamson has returned to New Orleans. He's packed up from Portland, his little vacay, his little training camp to get his foot right. He has visited a church. He has visited, a shopping center, it looks like, with a couple of big dogs. And he's out and about. He's been back for a couple of days now and is back in town. So we obviously didn't see him tonight in Denver, but he will be at home games and at trainings, and we'll see him around. Perhaps he'll feature in some of the upcoming squad episodes, no doubt. But this is great news, because what it means is that the update that we had that his foot was showing signs of healing and it wasn't going to need that second surgery were correct. And that, he's on the mend. He's heading into a situation now. From the photos, he looks fantastic. He looks up and about. He looks fit. He looks healthy. He looks happy, which is the main thing. You know, he's coming back to a place that, is where we want him to be. And he's been away for a bit. He's copped a lot of flack over social media, as we know, and national media and all over the shop. I think largely down here, we've been pretty good to him, particularly after the initial sort of discomfort and discourse that went around. But we're welcoming him back. He's a fantastic addition, as we know. Number one draft pick. We've seen what he can do last year. 27 points on 61% shooting. So hopefully, while it doesn't mean that he's joining the team to play anytime soon. We don't have any timelines or anything like that. It does mean that he's one step closer to rejoining. He starts learning the plays. He starts building relationships with Coach Green, with the other players, CJ, BI, you know, JV. All of these guys haven't played with, well, you know, JV hasn't. Devontae hasn't. Herb hasn't. A lot of these guys haven't played with Zion. So, you know, like I said, there's not many teams that are able to add an all-star caliber talent for free, either in the middle of the season or at the beginning of next season. So, you know, big boost and also great to just have him back in the fold. So looking forward to seeing him rejoin the team and continue to grow and develop and turn into this all-NBA talent that we know he is. So the other news that we had is that Trey Murphy has been assigned down to Birmingham to the squadron for an extended period of time. He's going down there to get some reps. We know that he's been dominating down there, averages 27 odd points when he plays for the squadron. This is just a fantastic effort, opportunity for him to get some great reps, get himself right, get his eye in, and you know, continue to play. We've seen that his minutes have diminished, particularly with Tony Snell's emergence as a consistent 3-point shooter and defender. And we've seen Coach Willie wants to make this push. So I don't know whether or not there was the minutes that were able to be allocated to Trey, but his development means that, well, that's paramount. You know, you want him to be a fantastic piece of this going forward. So they're going to get him some reps. So all the best to Trey down in the squadron. And, you know, you can always tune in to watch the squadron. I don't know in the US if they broadcast it on Facebook, but they do here. So you can go on the Birmingham Squadron Facebook page and just watch. So it's all free. So you can go and do that if you need some extra basketball. There's all the games up there recorded, live streamed. So go and check them out. Because as we know, I spoke to Coach Ryan Pannone a couple of weeks ago. So lovely guy and great organisation down in the squadron. So go and enjoy that and check them out because they're doing some special stuff down there as well with some great talent and great people. So. All right, we'll talk about the elephant in the room, the disappointing overtime loss. As I said at the top of the broadcast, 138 to 130 in overtime, the Pelicans fall short behind a monster triple-double, a historic triple-double from Nikola Jokic, 46 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists on 72% shooting. He is one of two players in NBA history to have a 40-point triple-double. And on over 70% shooting. The other is Wilt Chamberlain. So let that resonate with you as to how impressive tonight was. Unfortunately, it was against us. And we got in a hole early. It really was mirroring the Utah Jazz game, where Utah came out, was very slow and dug themselves a big hole. However, they weren't able to get out of it, whereas the Pelicans responded. So first quarter, 19-35, the Pelicans dig themselves a hole. Nothing's falling. Branham's 0-6 in the first quarter, and Denver just getting whatever they wanted. They were dominating in the paint. It was a passing masterclass. Shots were falling, and everyone looked comfortable. Then we take stock. We slow down. We stop running, stop turning the ball over, and hit the second quarter. 38-27, a swing. You know, we go into the half only down by 5 points after this amazing, miraculous half-court heave, hook shot from Brandon Ingram. We wasn't even looking at the basket, and it went in. You can check that out. It'll be all over SportsCenter and all that sort of carry-on. But really impressive shot and a great momentum builder going into the half. It was really awesome. Everyone was up and about, and a great response after a really tired-looking, lackadaisical first quarter. Second half, we had another amazing third quarter. Honestly, we absolutely started slapping them around, 37-22, and you know, we were cruising. I was sitting there looking at these guys going, geez, this team is unbelievable. It was really good. And you know, we executed our plays, did exactly what we needed to do. Everyone was contributing. Brandon Ingram started cooking. CJ McCollum was cooking. It was something to behold. It really was. You know, and then about halfway through the third quarter, Mike Malone, the coach, gets himself ejected. Aaron Gordon blatantly travels, and Coach Malone goes ballistic, gets himself thrown out. Now, this is at the refs. The refs were poor, and we'll talk about that. Gets himself thrown out, and it's almost a tactical sort of thing. You know, what it does is inspires your players to go, well, hang on, if he's got that much passion, well, we need to respond. And lo and behold, who responded? The big MVP, Nikola Jokic. He ended up going ballistic. He dropped 30 points in the last quarter and overtime combined. It was just unstoppable. And had Jonas and Willie in all, or Billy in all sorts of trouble throughout the game, including fouling Jonas out, which was disappointing with about three or four minutes to go. So while that wasn't the turning point, we could have executed the free throws down the game. As I said at the top of the broadcast, the phrase of the day is free throws. Unfortunately, in the third quarter, they came charging back and managed to shoot 20 free throw attempts, which was interesting, to our five. 40-30, they outscored us in the last quarter and then got themselves to overtime, 14-6 in overtime, and they pulled away and won by 8. Very disappointing. And when you play such a good game for, maybe 2.5 quarters, I'll give us, because probably last quarter was not that good either, but the two middle quarters are just fantastic. Honestly, we did exactly what we wanted, and all credit to a good Denver team who responded. You know, this team's six in the West, and they've had so many injuries. They've had, illnesses. They've had players not playing their best and some being very streaky and unreliable. And they're still sitting in the playoff picture. And, you know, they're going to be sitting late into the playoffs again, no doubt. Nikola Jokic is something that I've never seen before in terms of a center that can pass and rebound and score from all three levels. He's unbelievable. He's a very, very intelligent player, although emotional. And we're going to have a chat about that when I talk about the refs a little bit later on. But he really did drag him through. And all credit to him, they responded. They did exactly what the coach wanted. And a couple of late Monte Morris threes sealed it for them to get them to overtime. So, percentage-wise, we scored 47.5% from the field to their 54, and a lot of that came in the last quarter. Three-pointers were 14 of 33. We shot 42%, which is fantastic for us, to their 30%, 10 of 33. The big disparity, though, was 29 free throw attempts to 43. They hit 34 of them, and we hit 20. So 69% for us. We left a 9 on the stripe, which you can't do. But you know, they left 9. They left 9 on the stripe, and still ended up with 79%. When you shoot 43 times, what's that? It's like 20 odd possessions. In addition to the regular possessions that you got to shoot free throws on. That's ridiculous. It's outrageous, and it should be reviewed for the amount of free throws there were. It was disgusting, especially in that last quarter. There were fouls there, but they were going both ways, and I was very disappointed that the result was how it is based on the free throw calling and ridiculous foul baiting that the umpires fell into. But again, I might go off about it in a little bit. Assists, we had 30, but they had 32. So another good passing game for us. And, you know, usually when we do that, we manage to win the game. Unfortunately, Jokic had himself a game as well and got himself 11 assists himself. So, you know, that's where a third of theirs came from. Rebounding, pretty much even. Steals, 9-7. Blocks, 4-8. Turnovers, 14-15. Points off turnovers, we managed to get 22 to their 17. And down the stretch, we didn't execute. You know, we turned the ball over, and that was the same as the first quarter. It was disappointing that these turnovers came at inopportune times. Second quarter, we had one turnover. And third quarter, I'm not sure how many we got, but wasn't many. And if there were, they weren't live ball, and we got back and defended. So the difficulty is that when you turn the ball over and lose your momentum, you're also losing an attempt to score. You're losing an opportunity to execute your offense and making it so much harder to then execute your defense. So even if you do a dead ball turnover, it's still another opportunity for your opponent to chip into the lead. And what was happening is they were getting every call under the sun. So it meant that they got to shoot free throws and the time stopped. And the last quarter went for ages because it was free throws galore. I was not happy with it. I'll tell you what. I was not happy with that last quarter. And, you know, I don't think a sternly worded letter from me will get it done. I'm sorry, guys, but as much as I want to put pen to paper and write to Mr. Silver and the NBA officiating crew, I don't think they're going to listen to little old me. And the way the post is going, he probably won't get it for a year and a half anyway. So I digress. So let's go over to the box score. What it'll be like from our team. Guys had to play big minutes, which was good because the last few games we'd actually had low minutes on the guys, or lower minutes for the starters, because they had been blowing teams out. CJ, 24 points, 5 rebounds, 9 assists and a steal, 9 of 19 shooting. Brandon, 38 points, huge 38 points. It was huge. After that first quarter, he was unbelievable, went absolutely ballistic, had 5 assists and 9 dimes, 12 of 24, and he was huge. He was great. Unfortunately, a couple of turnovers down the stretch, but again, the bloke had been doing everything the whole game. There is nothing that he couldn't do wrong in my eyes. He was fantastic, and he carried us the whole night. Herb Jones, solid, 7 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and 3 steals, 3 of 9 shooting, and he was solid. 3-point shot was a bit sketchy, but, you know, he's still a work in progress. JV, 19 and 14 in 30 minutes. He was in foul trouble a lot of the night, and Billy Hernan Gomez got a good run from that. He was good. He always struggles a bit against Jokic. Jokic is a bit smarter, perhaps, in terms of being able to bait Jonas. Jonas is not as mobile left to right, and Jokic somehow lumbers his way around him a bit. He's a very smart basketballer, but I genuinely think if we had him down the stretch, we'd probably win this game. Jackson had a quiet one, 6-6, and he wasn't utilized quite as much as we'd seen throughout the last few games. I think it was purely for matchup purposes. They play a couple of long fours in Aaron Gordon and Jeff Green, even Jermichael Green. And when you've got Jokic on, you've pretty much got to play a proper center against him. Otherwise, he'll punish a smaller guy. And I think that was the mentality that Willie went with and put Billy Hernan Gomez in against him. Off the bench, Billy in 22 had 8-8, 2 assists and steal and 2 blocks. He was good. Snell had 6 points and a rebound assist. Devontae Graham, he came alive and he was pretty solid. 4 of 10 shooting, 12 points, 1 rebound, 3 assists. He was solid. He made a couple of mistakes, but once he got comfortable, he hit a few threes and was big in that last quarter. Unfortunately, got fouled in the last minute or so and missed one of his free throws. Would have sealed the game. Brandon Ingram then had an opportunity and did the same thing. So, again, it's not all on him, but disappointing that we couldn't execute down the stretch. That's the big thing, is that I'm disappointed with this. We'd been so good at closing games that this one was just one that we let slip away, and disappointing nonetheless. Jose had 10 minutes, 6 points, 1 and 2 assists, and Najee had 4 and 4. He was solid and a steal. He was all right in his few minutes. Who cares about the Nuggets? We already talked about how good Jokic was. Aaron Gordon chipped in with 28. Morris had 18, which is the quietest 18 points I've ever seen. He had 8 assists as well. I'll tell you what, that was interesting. Forbes, Highland, and Jermichael Green all chipped in off the bench. And Austin Rivers was out there doing cardio because he ended up with 0 points in 24 minutes, so he had a good run. All in all, disappointing that we let that one slip. I feel like we had a really good opportunity to be able to win this game and keep the game, the streak alive. Now, not is all lost, because what happens is that you actually get to play again in a couple of days. So we've got the Grizzlies coming up, and then after that, we've got a whole heap of teams ranked below us. So it's not like we don't have games we can make up. That was probably our hardest stretch for the rest of the season that we've just got through, and we went 4-1. So that's pretty good. I mean, I'm happy with that. You know, you took on some big-name players and nearly beat all of them. And, you know, even teams that had given us trouble, like the Kings, we gave them a slapping. Slap the Lakers, slap the Jazz, slap the Suns. Not bad, you know, and take the Nuggets to overtime. And, you know, you had the opportunity to win it had we sunk a few free throws and not turned the ball over quite as much. But these are games that
give you the fire. You don't want to keep, I mean, we love to keep winning, and if we won this one, it was good, but it wasn't like it was, okay, we won four, slapped them, and then we took it off, and we got spanked. No, we took them to overtime against the best player in the league. So I'm not that concerned about it. Like, I'm not, we're already in the play-in. You know, we just got to keep winning games enough and let Portland lose enough. And I think they will because they keep resting players. And we keep grinding. We keep going against them. The Lakers are pretenders, so we'll go after them as well. I mean, they beat the Warriors yesterday, and they needed LeBron to get 56 points. He's not going to do that every night. So it'll come together. We'll keep chasing them, and we just got to stay the course and continue to execute how we're going and tidy up a few little things. So I'm going to go to a break, and then we'll come back, do our three key takeaways, and then we'll wrap up. So I'll be right back.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
A lot of products say they're clean, but what does that mean? Ritual has high standards for what clean means, like their essential prenatal multivitamin, which is heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and GMO-free. It features key mom-to-baby nutrients, like folate, choline, and omega-3. Clean isn't clean enough, especially during pregnancy. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So, guys, of course, this show is brought to you by mybookie.ag. Use the code ETHOS when you sign up. Get yourself a deposit match, bonus, and some free game tickets. We love that sort of stuff. ThriveFantasy.com is our daily fantasy partner. Check them out as well. You can do whatever you want over there. They'll also give you a deposit match bonus when you sign up if you use code ETHOS. So treat yourself. Let them know that we sent you, and gamble responsibly, of course. Manscaped.com, 20% off, free shipping. ETHOS 20, ETHOS 20. We'll get you that delicious discount. And expressvpn.com/hoopball, the old name, will give you 3 extra months on 12-month plan. So you sign up 12 months, use the code, go you through that hoopball thing, get yourself a discount, and you'll be laughing. You'll get yourself a cheeky little VPN for 15 months. Not a bad little deal at all. Everyone says it's pretty good, so go and check it out and treat yourself. And let them know that ETHOS, formerly Hoopball, sent you. Okay, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. As we know, the Nuggets fell 138 to 130. Sorry, the Pelicans did. Lost to the Nuggets 138 to 130. We're going to do the three key takeaways. Number one, you can't start slow. We started slow, dug ourselves out of the hole, built a lead, and then sort of let go of the rope a little bit, which was disappointing. You know, we kept fighting, but execution down the stretch let this team back in. It didn't help that the momentum was constantly interrupted by some stripy referees who decided they wanted to involve themselves, which will be key takeaway number two. But spoilers alert. But otherwise, you know, you need to start fast. And we saw that with the third quarter, and we saw that with the response. We can score in bunches. We can defend the hell out of it when we need to and when we can lock in. But it was just disappointing that you start so slow after starting so fast the other games. And I know people say that the altitude's pretty bad there, and you know you've got to adjust to that sort of stuff. Again, you've got to get yourself right. You know, you don't want to play fast and loose when that hasn't been our mentality in our successful winning streak. So key takeaway number one is just got to be that you got to start. You don't have to start fast, just don't start slow. That's that one. Don't get yourself down. But if you are going to get yourself down, do it in the first quarter. I don't know. We'll do that as a little asterisk. Number two, the refs were shit. I know I don't swear any very often, but you can't ever have a situation in a game, and just stand by me while I climb up onto, someone hold my hand while I climb up onto the soapbox. You can't have a situation where a team shoots 20 free throws to 5 in the last quarter. That is completely and utterly unacceptable that that happens. It cannot be that you allow a team to shoot so many free throws. If the fouls are there, I get it. But does that mean that they haven't been touching us at the other end? I think that's just so outrageous that a team is allowed to get into a situation where they shoot that many free throws and the other team is the disparity is so obvious. And it was every time. It didn't matter what we did, we were getting hammered. And it's unprofessional, and it's borderline, like, well, it's not borderline, it is outrageous. It is absolutely outrageous. And I just think it was disgusting the way that was refereed. You know, I would have said, had we had won, I still would have done this rant, because I just thought it was just absolutely despicable that that was the way that the Pelicans were treated. When you've got guys like Aaron Gordon who are getting these three-point play touch fouls, who's done nothing in his career besides be a role player, and you've got Brandon Ingram getting slapped the living daylights out of and doesn't get to shoot free throws at all. He's getting his legs taken out from under him and he doesn't get any respect. CJ McCollum's getting shoved, getting nothing. You know, and then Jokic can carry on, bounce the ball, scream at the refs, carry on like a pork chop, sling abuse, you know, be demonstrative and not get teched. But CJ says, hey, mate, that was a goaltend, which it was, and the refs just left it, and he gets a tech. It's just outrageous that there's this bias towards these big names, national playing teams and players that get the fair rub of the whistle. Call it how it is. If the bloke's traveling, call it a travel. I don't need to see Aaron Gordon roll around on roller skates and say that his pivot foot's bloody grounded, when obviously it's not. He's jumping on one leg and up and down like a bloody pogo stick. I can't be having that. It's just outrageous. And if this had been on national TV, people would have been up and about how bad this officiating was. It was just grinds my gears, because you do as much as you can to get yourself into a game, and then you get three other people on the side who are actively killing momentum. Prime example, Brandon Ingram's going to shoot two free throws. Misses the first one. Jokic then breaks on the second one, which he hits. Instead of just saying, all right, well, the free throw's in, let's just play on. No, we're calling it back, even though Denver broke and Brandon had to shoot it again. He hit it. But if he had missed that, we then get unfairly penalized because instead the referees took it upon themselves to then hold this high and mighty, objective, riddled, freaking high and mighty carry-on that this freaking refs decided that they wanted to do. I thought it was just absolutely crap saying that, oh, we're doing it even now. Look, we called this back. No, it's crap. It's actually bullshit. And the fact that they'll release a last two-minute report and it'll say, oh, you know, miss foul here, miss foul there. Well, I don't need to see that. I don't care. Get it right in the game, because what you're not going to do is go back and say, oh, well, actually, we're going to play the last 2 minutes back because it was actually 14 other fouls on the Pels. I mean, look at the bit where Devontae got actively grabbed at half court and they just left it until he finally got down the court and got fouled again. I don't get it at all. And someone explained it to me, because at the start of the season, they were letting everyone play. And when everyone gets let play, that's fine. That's what I want to see. What I don't want to see is this chippy, choppy inconsistencies by referees. Do it. You've got a handbook in front of you. Read that freaking thing and give me the calls from that. Make the calls from that. If I have to watch 70 free throws each way, then call 70 free throws until the players change, because that is outrageous. Anyway, I'm sorry. I was carrying on. But, you know, maybe I'll get tech foul. Probably get thrown out. But I'm actually going to leave it at that. I'm not going to do a third key takeaway, because we needed that. I think I needed it for emotional sanity. But Now, I think I'm going to leave it at that. I've had a gutful of it. So we take on the Grizzlies It will be Tuesday night, so Wednesday morning for me. It is a national game again. Well, it is here, so I assume it'll be on ESPN or TNT or one of those guys. So we'll go and check that out.
Until then, guys, the good news is Zion's back.
So we're building. This is the right time of year to be healthy. So let's get the gang together and let's see if we can win some basketball. So until the Grizzlies game, look after yourselves. This is the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I'm Lyle Swithenbank. Bye for now.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
A lot of products say they're clean, but what does that mean? Ritual has high standards for what clean means, like their essential prenatal multivitamin, which is heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and GMO-free. It features key mom-to-baby nutrients like folate, choline, and omega-3. Clean isn't clean enough, especially during pregnancy. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.